This is St. Louis Public Radio. Fort Leonard Wood in South Central Missouri is home to more than 6,000 active duty soldiers, with many more coming through each year for basic training and other military activities. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports the base is also home to several endangered species that have found a peaceful refuge in a place that trains for war.
When you think about Fort Leonard Wood, you may expect it to sound like this. But it also sounds like this. Kenton Lorath is a wildlife biologist studying the eastern hellbender salamander.
They do like areas where there's riffles, just as we hear from this shoal right here. So high oxygenated water and places where there is abundant habitat, so rocks and structure.
Lorath is standing on the banks of the Big Piney River that runs through Fort Leonard Wood, a home of the threatened species that is under consideration for endangered status. Part of his job at the base is to protect endangered and threatened species. For the eastern hellbender, the project he has taken on includes helping raise young salamanders.
So they reared them in captivity for 5 years. Eggs from right here on Fort Leonard Wood. And once the hellbenders got to a certain size, it took 5 years. They grow pretty slowly. We brought them back and released them.
Fort Leonard Wood is huge, 96 square miles of diverse habitats. And among the troops training for everything from wilderness survival to driving trucks through enemy territory lies land that has become a safe haven for some of the area's most fragile species. Lorath says it seems an unlikely combination to some, but it's a result of a lot of land and a commitment to protecting it.
It's because of the large area and being on federal property that a lot of these species find military bases as a refuge within the training lands that are out here.
Currently, Fort Leonard Wood is the confirmed home of three endangered species, the spectacle case mussel, the gray bat, and the Indiana bat. Also on base, in addition to the eastern hellbender, is another threatened species, the northern long-eared bat. Scientists from around the state and even the rest of the country are working with the biologists at Fort Leonard Wood to study these species and look for ways to help them. Dave Duvernell is one of them. He is the chair of the biology department at Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla. He says having Fort Leonard Wood close by has meant a lot to him and his students.
It is a big opportunity that they are so close and interested in partnering and working on problems of mutual interest.
Duvernell says it's unusual to have such a large tract of land that is accessible and cared for, and it's a boon to studying animal species that are in trouble. He says the military, explosions and all, doesn't interfere with his work. In fact, it might help it. Robin Verbal also teaches at Missouri S&T. She's looking for a moth called the rattlesnake master borer, a threatened species that lives in North American grasslands. She says Fort Leonard Wood is a strong possibility in an area where most prairies have been turned into agricultural fields or forests. Verbal says the shelling at the base starts accidental fires frequently, which sounds like a problem.
But actually creates some of the best savanna habitat and tall grass prairie habitat that you'll see a lot of times in the country.
Verbal is working with Fort Leonard Wood to find her moth, and so far has an encouraging sign. They have confirmed the presence of the plant that is the main food for the moth. While threatened and endangered species have found some refuge at the base, it's not all good news. They are still in trouble, even in the confines of the fort. Lorath says despite their best efforts, the spectacle case mussel population is declining.
But we're struggling with finding a way to protect and enhance and improve, you know, habitat and population numbers for this species. So we're struggling just like everywhere else.
But Lorath says Fort Leonard Wood will remain a strong place for these troubled species to have a chance and for scientists to study them and look for ways to help. Reporting from Fort Leonard Wood, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.